Blog Talk Radio.
Combos always real, they never play. Tune in 10 a.m. every Monday to Friday. Why didn't I do this sooner? Only thing you ever say. Xavier Caller, best host of all time. Blog Talk Radio listeners will say they never lie. Check every story they run, like me with the rhymes. When other shows report anything, it should be a crime. Entertainment news, yeah, I gotta get mine from ICC, and you should be inclined to do the same if you got half of mine. I do cosign these ladies and shine like Frankenstein. They cut it that they design. IceCreamCombos.com. The morning show, 10 a.m. Welcome to ICC Radio.
Good morning, ICC friends.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to the Ice Cream Combos Morning Show, where we serve delicious scoops of entertainment every morning at 10 a.m. right here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Xaviera.
And I'm your co-host, Carla.
And today is Tuesday, November 3rd. And my good word of the day is always tell the truth, because a lie don't care who tell it. And I know they ain't
all
that
right
deep.
Now.
But it's just, listen,
sometimes you got to go back to basics on them.
You got to go back to the basics. Now, y'all, I ain't get a chance to swap out this applause, so we still got this ugly applause right here, but we're going to work with it. Okay, that's enough. That's enough. I feel like the comedian who have to tell the crowd, okay, chill out, calm down.
Right.
Okay, keep clapping. But, you know, we got some stuff that we're going to talk about on today's show. And, when I was thinking about the show as a whole, I was like, you know, it's a lot of lying going on. So my thought today is a lie don't care who tell it. So just always tell the truth.
And it's too hard to remember. It's too hard to remember lies. I don't know about y'all, you know, y'all habitual lies, y'all pathological liars. But I just know for me, myself, it's hard. You got to remember lies.
Yes, you
know,
do.
But
you'd be like, because you remember it was me, Pookie, Ray Ray, and Shaniqua. Be like, well, the last time you told the story, you said it was Tommy and Johnny with you. So,
exactly.
Well, see what happened. They was there, but then they had left right before everything kicked off.
Keep piling it up.
Keep piling it up
with another lie. That you just made a very good point. It's crazy. Great word of the day, because there has been a lot of lying going on in these streets. It's ridiculous.
All right. So, I'm Carla. You know what time it is.
It's birthday time.
Let's go.
Yes. All right. Let's start with Kendall Jenner. Turned 23 years young today. Who that girl is?
23?
Yes, 23, girl. To be 23 again. I think Kendall's so pretty. She's so pretty. She really is.
She's a doll. She's a doll.
Yeah, she
and she's actually, I like her because she's the most low-key Kardashian of all.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Besides Rob.
Oh, yeah. Well. Now, we said low-key. We didn't say in hiding. We ain't say the witness protection program. Good Lord.
Right? Very special happy birthday to Kendall. Jocelyn Hernandez, the best.
The Puerto Rican princess.
Yes.
Everybody grab your furs. It's Jocelyn's birthday. Grab your furs.
Yes, your furs. So very, very special. That's so awesome because Phoebe's birthday was yesterday.
Yeah,
so,
their
birthday. How awesome is that?
Their birthdays are one day apart, which actually means they're going to be toe down for 2 days in a row.
Oh, you already know they're turning up, so very, very special happy birthday to Jocelyn. Sticky Fingers turned 42 today. Sticky, yes. Sticky Fingers. Can you believe he's 42?
What's Sticky Fingers'
you know
real
what?
Name?
Wow, great question. That's a great question. I got to look it up. I used to remember it. I can't. Let me see.
Kirk.
Ah.
Kirk.
There it is. You got it before
me.
Yes.
It's a shame because that man is 42 years old, but we still remember when that white boy knocked him out on MTV.
You called for that on his birthday, too. You're wrong.
Sorry.
Nah, but very special happy birthday to Sticky because, you know, Sticky's a great actor. You know, I think he's a pretty good actor. Sticky's been acting for a little bit, so happy birthday to him. Lastly, Colin Kaepernick. Day. We all know on this day, but you know, NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick.
Well, we all very mad at him, but you know the boy that played football. You know the one that played football out there. You know Bay. Bay. Oh, okay.
Yes. He celebrates his 28th birthday today, so very, very special happy birthday to Colin, and very special happy birthday to all our celeb friends and all y'all.
Yes, happy birthday to all y'all. I have a special birthday shout-out. I got to give a birthday shout-out to my sister, Deanna Horn. She is celebrating her birthday today. Happy birthday, Dee.
Happy birthday, Deanna. Yes.
So very, very happy birthday to her. All right. I'm starting to feel these birthdays. I'm here for the birthdays.
Oh,
birthdays coming
up.
I literally twerked the end.
Birthday turn up.
I be twerking.
Stupid.
All right. Wow. Just real quick, just happy birthday to all of our celebrity friends celebrating birthdays today, as well as our ICC friends. Very happy birthday to all y'all. We love y'all and enjoy your special day. So, Carla, we got a lot of ground to cover because there's a lot of business out here and it's a lot of things that we would like to talk about. So I need everyone to get comfortable, grab your coffee, your orange juice, your Slim Fit tea that you done bought off of Instagram trying to follow some.
Don't grab no lean. Just don't grab no lean.
Just don't grab no lean.
Please,
really,
don't grab no lean. I'm
really
just saying.
Too early, Carla.
I'm just saying. You already know. We'll talk about it later.
We're going to talk about it. All right.
Yeah.
So real quick, while we were off the air, you know, Carla, you and I, we both did a lot of things while we were off the air. We went to see Kevin Hart in concert. We had the ICC.
Amazing.
Party, just a lot of great things going on. I saw Martin Lawrence in concert. He wasn't, of course, he's a comedian, but I saw Marty Marr. Just a lot of fun and exciting things for us to write into our gratitude books has happened. And one of the most awesome things that has happened recently was I received a phone call. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, okay, hey, you know, hi, how are you? And it turned out to be Tanya Blunt's husband, Michael Trott. Now, many of you are like, Tanya Blunt. Yes, Tanya Blunt.
The name
sister
sound
Act.
Familiar. Mm-hmm.
Yes, Sister Act 2. She was the one who, her and Lauryn Hill together, towed down his eyes on the sparrow in Sister Act 2. She's a fantastic, phenomenal, I did it, phenomenal, stellar singer. Y'all know I have trouble with the word phenomenal, but stellar singer, her and her husband and another guy, they have a group and it's called War and Treaty They are a country folk Americana, like soul. It is, listen, you talking about, okay, you know when you season your chicken, right? You could throw that Lawry's on and it's good, right? But if you throw that Lawry's, you throw that, you know, black pepper, you throw that garlic salt, you throw that onion pepper, the onion salt, you throw all that on there. Now you got some big dangin' fried chicken, right? That's what Warren Treaty is. They are the Lawry's. They are the onion.
Oh.
You know, just all of it. And I wanted to take a moment to share their music with you because a lot of people have not yet discovered their music. And when I saw them live in concert, they sang this song called The Other Side of Green. And, you know, my thing is, like, I just feel like we've really gotten away from love songs, especially in R&B. Now, they are R&B. They are bigger than R&B. We've really gotten away from love songs, like pure love songs.
Yes, we have.
Love songs you wish super in love and not make you want to slash his tire or bust his front windshield out.
Okay.
Those songs that make you want to doodle his name. Well, see, we don't even doodle no more. Okay, those songs that make you want to his name or tag him in pictures on Instagram. You know,
there
just that good feeling on the inside. So this, ladies and gentlemen, is The War and Treaty. This is The Other Side of Green. It is an absolutely gorgeous song. And I just want to open up, you know how we do around here. We open you up to new things and new experiences. But just listen to how beautiful this song is. It is the live version of the song, which I live for live versions of songs. It's the live version of the song.
Okay.
It is Tanya Blunt, her husband Michael Trotter. And they have a player, and his name escapes me right now, and I sincerely apologize. But just listen to how beautiful this song is and the harmonies, dear Lord Jesus in the manger. How beautiful was that?
Oh, my goodness.
I'm sorry.
That was amazing.
I just love it. And I know that you probably got, you wouldn't, weren't able to get the full grasp of just how beautiful the song is, but please support them. Check them out. Look them up on iTunes or just visit them. They are War and Treaty on all social media. They are absolutely fantastic. That song is gorgeous,
yes.
gorgeous.
And you were right.
Yes.
Those harmonies. Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Wow.
And the song, The Other Side of Green, basically, you know, they were in concert and they explained to the audience the meaning behind all of the songs. And The Other Side of Green, you know how they say the grass is always greener on the other side. So the song is about them splitting to see if they really wanted to be together. Beautiful song.
Wow.
Beautiful song.
Wow.
All right. So let's go ahead and get this show cracking. Now, Carla, who you want to jump on first? I'm going to let you call it because we need to go ahead.
No, because you know what? We got to get on. We got to start with Chris. I feel like we got to start with Chris Brown.
Everybody hates Chris.
What's up with your boy, Chris?
You just nailed that. Well, you got to do the, like, the little yelp at the end or really don't have it like this.
Oh, my gosh. You nailed it.
All right,
so,
here's the situation.
What's up with your boy, Chris? Come on, I'm going to need
you to
tell me. Speaking of lies.
Yesterday afternoon, Chris Brown got on Twitter. And Chris Brown basically – let me just rewind. Now, you know Chris Brown and TMZ have had a volatile relationship for quite some time now.
Oh,
TMZ
yeah.
will report every god darn thing Chris Brown do. If he used too much toilet paper, it's on a headline. If he coughed too loud – look, if he coughed too loud, he got tuberculosis. If he ain't dancing on point, he got MS. You know, if he was somebody, they dated.
Yes.
Because, you know, TMZ was the ones who let us know he had a baby. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
so,
yeah.
You know, TMZ, Chris Brown is high on TMZ's hit list. And, I mean, we all know that. That's a known fact. Brown sits high on TMZ's hit list. But, I'll get into that thought later because I don't want to make y'all mad before we get to the point. Just remind me to go back around to my point. All right, yesterday, Chris Brown hopped on Twitter, and he sent out a fair warning to all of his fans, and he basically said, look here, TMZ about to run a bogus story tomorrow because they aren't getting any traffic. He was like, they called my publicist about some BSA story. It's just sad. Now, I'm letting y'all know it's BS. He didn't say BS, but, you know, it's a family show. He said, I got a great album coming, having a great time being a father and staying out of the way. I'm a grown man. I live my life on my terms. So we all was like, okay, Chris, all right, we ready. We know the BS is coming down tomorrow.
Right.
Okay, Chris, ready, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I wake up this morning, and TMZ has reported that Chris Brown is allegedly addicted to lean, or scissor, lean, dirty Sprite, whatever you prefer to call it.
Mm-hmm.
But Chris Brown is allegedly addicted to scissor, and that his family and friends are concerned to the point that he may end up losing custody of royalty if he doesn't get help or get himself under control. Now, when I saw the headline, I was like, oh, so this is it. So I'm like, Chris Brown addicted to lean. Oh, bye. All right, TMZ, let me go ahead and see what y'all talking about so I could tell the ICCers. This is the big story that Chris Brown tried to prepare us for. Because I'm thinking, this is kind of whack. Like, really? I thought he had caught a train to New York and he had got drugs and woke up with $4,500 in his pocket. They talk about he on leave. Like,
I know you didn't.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Whatever.
Exactly. So him and the rest of the industry.
Sorry,
I hate to say that, but.
Right?
Yes,
but
exactly.
I'm like, yeah, okay. You know, it's easy to put him. So I started reading the story. Chris Brown, friends and family are extremely worried about him because they think he's addicted to syrup. The latest evidence is this picture of Chris Brown and some friends taken over the weekend at a L.A. pumpkin patch where Chris took his daughter royalty to buy a pumpkin. Ooh, that's deep. Then it says, you see Chris sitting on a bale of hay with a double-stacked red cup at his feet. Right behind him, there's another double cup. Whoa, this is some major stuff, right? Okay,
right.
This is some major stuff. All right, it continues. Chris' friends and family are worried for several reasons. The problem has been getting worse over the last few weeks. They say he's drinking scissor around royalty, and they're worried he'll lose custody. So I'm like, okay, well, all right. So give me a little bit more now, because right now all this is just some speculation over a red cup.
Exactly.
I've drank out of red cups on several occasions, and I don't mess with no lean, no syrup, and none of the above. Then it says TMZ broke the story about Chris's custody battle. He tested positive for codeine, but the judge gave him a pass because he had a prescription. Now that I remember. Okay.
Right.
Well, we know plenty of people who get prescriptions for codeine, because apparently if you have a super sore throat or something to that nature, they give it to you. Because I've never had it. Yeah. Is that the case?
Well, yeah, and we'll get into that more too. Because anybody, I mean, people are abusing codeine like crazy, but anyone can get it.
Right.
On
so
the
you can have a prescription. It will be abused.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Just wanted to get that out there in the street. So. Mm-hmm. Then I'm like, okay, TMZ, I need y'all to give me more, because I, too, have drank out of a red plastic cup and I don't use lean. TMZ goes, well, this video shows Chris at a birthday party for Tyga's son a few weeks ago, and you see him drinking from
there
a double cup and he's riding a bike. I'm like, okay, it's a cup. But then they said, you see a guy carrying a bottle of codeine and soda, and it appears they're mixing it in the parking lot in broad daylight. That's when the DJ scratched the record, because I looked at the video. All the music stopped.
Yeah.
It was musical chairs. Music stopped. No chairs left. Goodbye. So I look at the video, and sure enough, Chris Brown is riding on the bike, holding the cup, but he's holding it around the top, which is a little weird, but I mean, he young. He young. You know, young people do things differently, but he's holding it around the top, a la people who riding around with some liquor in their cup. Because, see, there's you hold cups different ways depending on what's inside of it. Now,
exactly.
So he's holding it around. Anybody who mama or daddy used to get toe up on the weekend going to recognize that cup holding. I'm just saying.
No, that's
I'm not saying, but
that's
I'm saying.
Now, that's some real talk. That's facts.
That's facts.
Right there.
Okay? Hashtag facts. So he's holding the cup, but I'm still like, I need more. I need more. Because y'all just not going to throw Breezy under the bus right now, because he's going for daddy of the year. I need facts.
Yes.
And then I see the home. Walking up with a fresh bottle of codeine. I'm talking about fresh bottle of codeine.
Just as nice.
Ooh, he walked up with
and
the
at
codeine.
And at the same time, you seen the thick smoke. I was convinced with that, and then you see thick smoke. Because you know I hate to say it, but weed and codeine go hand in hand. So I knew what type of party it was.
But
the combination.
When the homie walked up with the fresh bottle of codeine, looked like they had even cracked the top on it. And a soda bottle in the other hand.
Yep. There it is. That's the proof right there.
He walks up. Now, mind you, he's walking up. And he's walking towards Chris, who raises his cup, right? But then the homie spots a camera. So then the homie, like, hold on. Lean back, fall back, fall back, lean back, fall back. So the homie backs up and puts the codeine and the soda behind his back.
Yep.
Did you see where he put it behind his back?
Yes.
He put it right behind his back the same way Cleo put them guns behind her back and set it off when she was walking up on the Suburban ready to carjack. Remember when she crossed the guns behind her back? That's the same way he crossed that scene and that soda behind his back.
So now
I'm like,
too late.
Chris.
Quick.
I'm like, Chris.
It's not a good look.
Chris.
That's where I just,
Chris.
Broad daylight in the parking lot. Careless.
But, okay, Carla, school me, because why is it so significant? Explain to me the double cup, or if you know. What is the whole double cup?
You know, that's something I'm actually going to look up myself. I have no idea what the double cup. The only thing I can think of is you have a certain amount of codeine in the cup, you had a Sprite, and then you just dump the codeine into the soda, and then you just end up sitting the cup on, you know what I'm saying? That's the only thing I can think of, because they pour it. I guess, and you know how much you get. I don't know how many milligrams or milliliters they get or anything like that, but that's what I'm thinking a double cup is for. I don't know.
Oh, like to make sure they got the equal parts. Because I also thought that maybe the double cup was, because, okay, the plastic red cup, I get the significance because, I mean, you know, I get how it could be misconstrued because, you know, in hip-hop, everything, the red cup boys and the red cup and, you know, syrup with the red
cup. It's the double cup, though. It's the double cup theory because, you know, they double up the styrofoam cups, too, you know, so it's the double. I never understood the double cup because, you know, like even with, like, Lil Wayne, it was a double. He preferred, like, the double styrofoam cups. I've seen that. So I don't know. The double cup is significant, but I'm going to look that up. I definitely got to find out.
Okay, could it be? Now, with the paper cups, I figured they doubled the cups up because the prescription may be strong and it may go through the first cup, so you need to double the cups in order to prevent leakage. Because, you know, if you have a McDonald's cup sitting around too long, you got to wipe it up.
Yeah,
so I don't know. See, this is somebody, this is coming from two moms who got kids who are drug-free.
Exactly.
Trying to get it together.
I don't know nothing about the lean, but I'm thinking, from what I see, I just pulled up some things online, and it looks like the same thing I said for mixing. But I'm not sure. That's what I'm seeing so far, but, you know, I don't know. But it's insane. To me, it's like the whole white T-shirt thing. Like, what if you have a double cup and it's just juice or soda? Like, now, is that, if you see a double cup, are you automatically assuming that's lean? Is it safe for a police officer to assume
that's
sodium? Like,
but
once again,
but here's the thing. When you got a double cup and then your homie on video walking up with codeine in one hand and Sprite and soda in the other, now that's not good.
Exactly.
And here's my thing. You know, a lot of our ICCers have been very vocal, especially on our Facebook page this morning, about this story. And, you know, for the most part, many of them are like, listen, you know, TMZ always targeting Chris Brown. They don't want to let him live. They don't want to let him be great, you know, and Brooks had wrote, she said, Chris Brown made a statement yesterday on this on social media that TMZ called his people about a bogus story. But I responded to her and I said, I know that, but is this story untrue or is he denying it? Or, you know, like sometimes, say for instance, I know I stole something out of your house, right?
Right.
Poor example, but I'm going to go with it. I stole something out of your house. I know you about to put me on blast as soon as you realize it's missing. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to hop out in front of you like, Carla talking about I stole stuff out of her house, but I did that in the third. I'm going to get it out there before you say it. So by the time you say it, people like, oh, we already knew you was going to try to blame it on her. You know, sometimes it's all about playing the game. If they contacted Chris Brown's publicist yesterday to get a statement, usually – that people, when they got something that they figure is frivolous, they not going to come to you for a statement. It's not until they feel like they got hard, concrete evidence that they going to ride or die and they willing to stand behind it in court is when they willing to go ahead and come to you for a statement to see how you want to go ahead and put your 2 cents in this before we go ahead and let everybody know.
Before we go ahead and let everybody, and we all know that's what TMZ does.
That's what they do. Just like Harv called Nas to let Nas know, listen, Khalees done had your baby. I don't know if you knew, but Khalees done had your baby, and we can rerun the story. Now, do you want to go ahead up to the hospital so we can catch pictures of you being there for the birth of your son before we run this story? And see, here's the thing. Harv is grimy, but Harv ain't all the way grimy all the time. Harv got his good, you know, every now and then, the God in him will peek its head out and try to do the right thing. So they reached out to Chris Brown yesterday about this story. To his publicist, you think Chris Brown's publicist didn't tell him, get on Twitter right now and tell everybody this story?
Yep, exactly. Of course he did.
Because that's
of
basically going to give us head start on trying to shut this story down. It's going to give us a head start on trying to shut it down. I do believe that Chris Brown is a great father. I do believe he loves his daughter. I do believe, just like he said, he lived his life exactly the way he wants to. And with that being said, I do believe that that video looks highly suspect. And I'm not saying that he's guilty. I'm not saying he's not guilty. But you got a double cup and your boy walking up on you with codeine and some soda.
Yeah,
so I watched enough episodes of Judge Mathis and Judge Judy, Law and Order SVU, and Chicago PD to know what's up and highly speculative. So I'm just going to say, Chris, it don't look good. If you are even indulging, maybe you don't have an addiction. I mean, come on. Like, addiction. Maybe
you don't have codeine is highly addictive. The thing about codeine, though, not saying that he does, but codeine is one of those things, like, if you socially start using it, it's very, very highly addictive.
Narcotic.
I mean, it's addictive. Very
Future
addictive.
Loves so much, he done named a whole album out after it, Dirty
That's what
Sprite.
I'm saying.
So, you know.
Because you know.
Know.
You never know. But I don't think he's, I totally don't think he's, I definitely don't think he's addicted, but. You know, he parties like the rest of the industry. But Chris Brown got to be smarter. He just got to be smarter. He already knows there's a target on his back. You're trying to be a good father and get custody or have whatever the situation is, custody with your daughter. I'm going to need him to get right.
But see, that's exactly the point that I was coming back around to. You know, yes, TMZ does target Chris Brown. At the same time, Chris gives them ample. He gives them. He gives them the stories. He gives them the stories. You know, he gives them the headlines with the way he carries himself. So I just really hate to see that, because this story could very well, he is officially off of probation. But, you know, the last thing you want to do is end up back on it. You know, you got bigger fish to fry right now, and one of them is royalty. And that's the last thing you want to lose. So, you know, and then here's what else kind of struck me as a little weird. His family and friends are concerned about his addiction. Wasn't that his friend that was rolling up on him with the codeine? Which one of the friends is concerned? Because everybody else is outside with their cup. So,
and that's the problem. It's his circle, man. Chris Brown circle. But go ahead, because I know we need to move on.
Yeah.
But it's just his circle.
But you're right. Great point about the circle. I mean, come on, bro. Your house been, like, you had a home invasion. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
You had, it might be time to go ahead and clean up your circle. It's time for Chris to join a daddy circle. All dads
for real.
And everybody who got something to lose. And so they want to live right. So, you know, shout out to Chris Brown. But, you know, at the same time, if you guys have, you know, visit icecreamcombos.com, read the story, see that video. You know, and I know a lot of times we want to believe the best in people, but also sometimes we have to be real. You know what I mean? We have to be realistic.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, if you got a blunt hanging out your mouth, but you say you don't smoke, then there's a problem.
Yeah,
so,
stop
playing. You know, all right, let's go ahead and jump into a music break. And then when we come back, we got to go ahead and hop on the biggest, the liar of 2015. Sis, your boy takes the cake, the ice cream, and the booty. I got to tell y'all all about this when we get back on the air, boy. I tell you, this got all the cakes. Cake. All right, this is our girl, Demetria McKinney 100. Hot girl.
They didn't wanna find a lady, sucking all that booze, riding around new Mercedes. They didn't wanna blow that chip, but then they start acting shady. No.
Young and sport, young shit.
I be whipping in that Ferrari, yellow diamonds on my wrist. I be all up on your TV, and I got these haters fancy. Oh, wanna see me? I just scratch them on my chin. I'm a grown woman, I do fall.
Again. Cause you do. But would you rather be running with your friends instead of celebrating the dying man's woman is right here? Instead of spending all of your time doing anything other than making me smile from ear to ear. I ain't impressed easily, let's be clear. I need that genuine so I can ride that pony, that pony, that pony to the mall.
Shout out to our girl Demetria McKinney and the Brad Tetch.
Yeah,
make your neck snap.
I love it.
Okay. All right. Carla. Carla, I'm going to need you. Now, you know.
Don't do it. Because I know where you're trying to leave this segment. I already know where you're going with it.
Carla, what's good in Philly? What's good in Philly? Carla, what is good in Philly? ITC friends, if you have not heard this story by now, girl, boy, let me put you on.
I'm embarrassed for that dude.
Okay, listen. Let me tell you how ill Carla and I are. When this story first hit last week, we chilled in the cut purposefully because we knew it was going to hit the fan in a couple of days. And it did let me down. It did not let me down. All right, so there's a retired boxer from, where he from, Carla? I can't remember. Where he
West
from?
West Philly.
Oh, what, you said Philly? Oh, okay. There's a retired
West. That's what you start with, like, way west. Out there. You start trying to make it up. Parts of the town and stuff like that.
Yes, yes.
Go ahead, I'm
be like, well, geographically, he's not near me. But okay, so okay, let's get it together. There is a retired boxer by the name of Youssef Mack from West Philly, Carla. Is that correct? West Philly?
Yeah.
Okay, he's from West Philly. Oh, he over there from Will Smith Town in West Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah.
Born and raised.
Born and raised. Oh yeah.
Okay. So Youssef Mack told a very interesting story about how he ended up in a man sandwich in a gay porn filmed with a Doghouse USA, right? Dog Pound USA.
Yeah,
let me get it right.
Yeah.
Dog Pound USA. All right, so according to Youssef Mack, now, in his day, he did his thing as a boxer. But, you know, that boxing money slow up when you can't fight no more. You know, anybody who saw Southpaw know exactly how it works. When that boxing money and them purses slow up, you know, life can get hard after boxing. And he found himself, you know, he's a father of 10. He was engaged to be married to a woman. Times was hard. And then Youssef said that he received an anonymous offering him some change to have sex in a porno. Now, being as though he had mouths to feed and his money was funny, it seemed like a good idea. So your boy Youssef hopped the train to New York and went to an address in the Bronx. When he arrived at said address, he said he saw women walking around naked, you know, inside the address. And he said, okay, it looked like it's about to go down up in here. I'm about to do my thing. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to do it how I do it.
Right.
So he allegedly asked for something to take the edge off. You know, y'all got a little drink or something, a little bud can take a little edge off. For my nerves, because it looked like I'm about to be knocking down a few broads up in here. Well, according to Mr. Mack, he claims that they gave him a glass of vodka and a pill. He takes the pill, chases it with the vodka, and the next thing he remembers is waking up at 30th Street Station with $4,500 in his pocket. He said he don't remember what happened. He don't remember how he got on a train. Now, can we no, I'll wait. I'm going to tell you the whole story. Then we're going to come back and dissect this foolishness.
Okay.
All right, so he wakes up on the train. Now, he's like, okay, I got $4,500. I must have did my thing. I don't remember, but I must have did my thing. He says everybody around town started looking at him kind of crazy when they saw him staring at the ground when he walked by. Nobody letting him get, none of the fellas letting him get too close to him or walk up behind him.
Right.
Just things a little strange. He had no idea why everybody was acting funny style with him until one of his homeboys pulled him to the side and was like, hey, dog, you know you on tape with two penises in your mouth, right? What? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
He's like, so he was like, nah, man, get out of here. So he looks at the tape, sees himself. He like, nah, that ain't me. So then what does he do? He calls Philly.com and gives them a front page story about how he was drugged and involved in a gay porn.
Mm-mm.
He said, my whole life I've been what you call a whoremonger. I love females. The only time I touch a man is when I'm in the ring fighting. The fact that he used the term whoremonger lets me know that he's an adamant liar. Not only is he a huge, he is a habitual liar. Who says I'm a whoremonger?
Exactly.
Keep in mind, we're talking about...
I've never heard nobody in life say that.
We're talking about a dude that's 35 years old. Maybe your paw might have said he was a whoremonger back at the juke joint.
Yes.
You know, at Harpo's juke joint back in the day. But no 35-year-old young man in his right mind is going to walk around.
Whoremonger. I'm a whoremonger. I was done.
Okay. So... Now, fast forward, he tells Philly.com this story about how he went to the place, he received this anonymous Facebook thing, blah, blah, blah. He goes to, you know, he goes to do this porn. He wakes up on the train, $4,500 stuffed in his pocket. If you were that knocked out on a train from New York to Philly, you would have had $45 left in your pocket, not $4,500.
Say what?
That's number one.
Exactly.
Okay. All right, you would have had $45 in your pocket, but we're going to let you live right now. We're going to let you live.
Yes.
He tells Philly.com. Philly.com brings in these experts who talks about how he could have been given GHB. A lot of times people can't prove amnesia. There are a lot of women who were caught on tape doing things they don't remember after they were given these drugs, you know, so on and so forth. Okay.
Crazy.
So then Dog Pound USA said, oh, word? Like, if you watch Black,
like,
and y'all know Darlene. Look, and y'all know Darlene. Darlene put her, is it her name Darlene? Diane. Diane put Diane on her chest, and she'd be like, what? So Dogtown USA is like, we drugged you? What?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, we about to drop this statement and let you know that litigation soon come. Bye,
boy. Yeah.
Litigation soon come.
No, you didn't.
So, after Dogtown USA dropped that little statement letting him know that they're going to sue him because you already, your money already funny, the last thing you need to do is try to be in court trying to fight a drug case a la Bill Cosby, another brother from Philly, but we're going to leave that alone right now.
You took a shot. That being
said, I'm just rolling with the, you know what I'm saying? I'm just I'm sorry, let me put my double cup down. So, with that being said, after Dog Pound USA released their statement, your boy recanted and came clean. Can I just read a little bit of his statement to y'all? Just a little bit.
Yes, just, please do.
I'm telling y'all, a lie don't care who tell it. That is the theme of today.
No, ma'am.
All right, so your boy releases his statement claiming that it's coming straight from the heart. Here it goes. He said, this is an issue, public apology from my heart. I want to address a few situations, with the first being the false claims I made about being drugged during the Dog Pound adult film. I have never spoke negatively about the company that produced the film, although the claim to have been given drugs by someone during the set was a lie. I was completely aware and fully conscious during the film. Now, I'm going to stop right there.
Wow.
No. Let me go ahead and just slip on down. Let me slide on down. Let me slide on down to this part right here. The second situation, which further explains the first, concerns my lifestyle. I did participate in the adult film because at the time I needed money, but also because I am a bisexual man, meaning I enjoy safely being intimate with whomever I choose. Lastly, I would like to address the reason I lied. My life was completely destroyed. it had been outed that I participated in a gay film. I selfishly tried to cover the truth and remain in denial rather than accept the fact that I was leading a double life secretly. Now, this man was engaged to be married, got 10 kids, dog.
Yes, 10.
10 youngins. So at one point,
yeah, starting
I'm
back.
Longer, but I'm just saying. 10 youngins. But, dude,
yes.
I don't condone lying in any way, shape, or form. But if you're going to lie, don't insult my intelligence with the lie, dog.
Exactly.
Like, I saw the film. You were fully alert, and you was giving
yes.
them the best that you got. You had them up against the rope. You was hitting them up on the belt. You know what I'm saying? You
that's like, a real tough. Man, listen, because I've even seen it for research purposes, of course. And ain't no way in the world. No way in the world. He was fine. He was enjoying it. And that's why when we heard the lie, it was like, are you sick? Like, nah, he's joking. Like, I honestly thought it was a joke.
Homeboy, is that all you got? Is that all you got? Taking into consideration after we viewed the video evidence, and taking that into consideration, dude, the way that video went down, if you had been drugged, because I'm gonna give you the benefit of the doubt to try to play devil's advocate with your lie, had been drugged and performed great under under the influence of drugs and alcohol at that, right?
Right.
Great stellar performance if I must say so myself. With that being said, when you woke up on that train, who dressed you, dog?
Oh, gosh.
Who dressed you? Number one,
Number
two, you to the train and paid your
exactly. That's what I want to know.
The train. Was that number two or number three? Either way, I don't care.
The camera's all through the train. Yeah,
camera's
exactly.
all through the train. Then you claim that you rode from New York to Philly, knocked out with $4,500 in your pocket, and you still had $4,500 in your pocket.
Not happening.
It's not happening.
You wouldn't even have your clothes. You would have had. Your sneaks would have been gone. Stop playing. He played too much. And I thought he knew better. You come from the street. Like... crazy.
No. Listen.
Insane.
Not only that, Carla, but the most epic piece of evidence that he left and was not able to explain in this fairy tale is when you woke up on that train, your bottom didn't feel a little funny, dog.
They didn't.
Like, listen, you ain't have no inclination that somebody may have violated you in any way, shape, or form when you woke up on that train. Because I saw the video surveillance, and you shouldn't have been able to sit down on that train, let alone be knocked out on that train.
Exactly. Say word. That's stupid.
A lie. Who tell it?
Nah, not at all. He gets like liar of the year for that. He really does get liar of the year.
But Carla, your boy, let's take into consideration. Let's be fair. Let's take into consideration that your boy was a boxer, so he's taken a few blows to the head. Okay?
Yeah.
So let's take that into consideration. He has taken a few blows to the head, which may make his thought process maybe not a little as strong as the rest of us. Okay? But.
All right, I'll give you that.
You went and did a gay porn. Did you not think they were going to release it at some point in time in your life?
Crazy.
The fact that they named him Philly in the movie is just I can't.
Is just a mess. He was so better off just like not saying nothing, or just how about just coming out and saying it in the first place. But you know what? Let's just be honest though. It was hard for him. We already know how it is in the culture, especially in our culture. And then he's a boxer.
Yes.
So, you know, I'm not condoning the whole download stuff, but I mean, let's be honest, it would have been easy for him to just come right out and say, but like you said, did you think the porn company wasn't going to release it? Did you think they were just keeping a copy for themselves? Like, that's not
man,
your
listen.
I don't get
the,
it.
Listen, the at the point that he decided to get on that train, That should have been the moment he decided to come out. There is no way in 2015 that you can secretly film a porn video. You can't even get freaky at the crib with your boyfriend in 2015. So you really thought in your little damaged, probably concussed brain that you were going to go do a gay film and they know you are a boxer. Oh, wait. I left one intricate detail. When Philly.com, he claims he don't know none of the people. He claimed he ain't know who the people were that he did the film with. He claims he didn't know nothing. So he claimed the invitation was received through Facebook, right? So Philly.com told him, well, log back into your Facebook. I can't remember my password.
Oh, God. Bruh. There it is. This guy.
Bruh.
A whole liar.
You sound bad as genuine talking about his Facebook page got hacked and he can't get back in because they changed the password. But his page is verified and you are genuine. You can't have nobody contact Facebook and have your page shut down. Nobody.
Yeah, missed me with that. Yeah. Insane.
All right, well, shout out to Youssef Matt, because, dude, you are the most entertaining.
That's the
liar. You are
the
astronomical liar of 2015. And I'm going to give you this raggedy round of applause that we got sitting up here, because, dude, your story was raggedy. You raggedy, so you going to get this raggedy round of applause. Don't give it to me.
You so stupid. Right. Oh, my gosh. Too much.
That's a goddamn mind, girl. I can't even deal with it. I'm mad that he even played with my life like that. Shout out to him for giving us an entertaining look, because I mean, we just watched this junk unfold. We just watched it unfold like a paper airplane over the past couple of days.
Yes.
So I was glad that we chilled in the cut and just waited for the whole thing to unfold.
So much went on.
Oh gosh.
Insane. That's why I love to deal with a liar though.
Okay. Yeah. That's when you deal with a liar. So, you know, I feel most bad for his kids who have to deal with, you know, it's bad enough. Listen, it's bad enough to know that your dad has an alternative lifestyle, right? You know, he sits you down like, you know, kids, I got something to tell y'all. I know this might be difficult. I love you. You my family. So I'm coming to you first, right? Okay. But your kids to find out your daddy is a rump shaker in a video with two other dudes, not one, but two.
Yes, but two. Yes. Oh gosh.
Two other dudes.
Yes. It's not.
I'm talking about doubling up on what that mouth do. I was even impressed at some of the stuff I saw. I was like, wow.
You know,
like,
right. Guys,
So all I'm saying is, listen, because we like to, you know, put ourselves in positions where we could take a negative and turn it into a positive.
Right.
All I would like to say to this young man is, now that you have this new lifestyle that you've indulged in, and apparently you are kind of good at what you do, if you want to go ahead and, you know, maybe explore a new career. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You out there now. Explore a new career.
Well,
they pay well.
Yeah.
You came up
with $4,500.
Might as well capitalize on it.
Yeah, for real. Wow.
So that's all I got to say about that. Shout out to you, Youssef Matt, because you are the worst liar, but the best gay porn star I've seen in a long time. You a terrible liar, but you hard in the paint, my brother. You go
bye,
hard.
Bobby.
So with
bye.
That being said, I guess it's about time to wrap up the show.
Wait, hold on. You know what I wanted to ask you? I got to ask you real quick before we wrap this up.
Sure.
What's up with your boy DJ Drama and his ex-wife Summer?
Ooh, Wait a minute. So your boy, can we just take a moment to acknowledge Drake? Drake.
Yeah.
Drake is such the golden child that this man may stay in the middle of somebody's mess when he ain't
at beef.
When he minded his business. Drake, look, Drake is that dude that nobody's like. If you got a wife, don't let Drake come there. Don't let him come to your house. Don't let him play with your kids. Don't let him sit at your table at
Thanksgiving.
Don't
let you play with your dog, your family pet.
Listen, don't even let him Don't let him feed the goldfish, bruh, because they're going to hop out the water. They're going to hop out the water. Drake is the Bruce Lee of hip-hop, period. He the golden child.
Really
can
is.
I have the knife, please? First of all,
you're so dumb.
Just real quick. Meek Mill jumped out the water on you, right? Just a tad.
Yeah.
No, let's go back even further. Our boy Chris Brown. Chris Brown blacked out on Karrueche one night on Instagram and said, yep, because I know you was up in Toronto with Drake.
I forgot about that.
Drake was minding
his business. Exactly.
But I was up in Toronto with Drake. Now Drake dragged into it again. So now we like, well, shoot, is Marvin's room about Karrueche? So now we're speculating.
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
Cool. Now, fast forward. One night, Meek Mill just hops on Twitter. Yep. And Drake don't even write his own ish. We like, wait a minute, where
that
Drake
was the word.
Is minding his business. Drake chilled in the cup for 4 days, but when he came up like, up here it is, ruined Meek Mill's career. Or Meek Mill's 44th
destroyed
day,
it.
He's still going to be talking about back-to-back on his 44th birthday. Okay? He destroyed Meek Mill's career. You know, Meek, of course, he's dating Nicki Minaj, so that's his lifeline right now. I'm going to let him hang on to that.
That's it,
yesterday, DJ Drama, of all people, who would have ever thought? DJ Drama and his new boo.
Here we go from Philly again. It's not looking good for the city of brotherly love. I don't know what we're doing up here.
I'm
going to need y'all to get it together.
I don't know. But DJ Drama and his new chick was started going at his ex-wife. Now, his ex-wife, I got to hold on. One moment. Shout out to Summer.
Yeah.
I'm
going
to give her a real round of applause. Summer is one of them chicks that she keeps an arsenal in her purse. In her designer purse, she keeps an arsenal.
Yeah.
And the minute that you fire a shot at her, she's going to fire two back. I don't know what happened or why. I know her and, you know, Jessica, Drama's new girlfriend. I know they had a little exchange of words. But Drama made the terrible mistake of crossing Summer. And Summer aired him out on Twitter on yesterday. And guess what she said?
Something terrible.
Guess what she said, Carla?
What she said?
I'm glad you asked. She said, oh, yeah, and Drama, remember when you told me you felt so bad about giving Meek Mill those Quentin Miller reference tracks? Because he felt, because he was upset that Quentin wouldn't write for him. So DJ Drama, the hand that rocked the cradle in the Meek Mill Drake beef. That little light-skinned sucker was chilling in it with his hat pulled down low, and watching it all unfold when he was the hand who rocked the cradle.
Insane.
He was the hand who rocked the cradle.
Was
so
all over some alimony or something?
All over some alimony. Because his allegedly, because his alimony was one day late. My court papers say my money needs to be in my account on the first. The second
the
don't count.
Better be there.
Who would have ever thought DJ Drama was the grimy player behind giving Meek Mill to, again, Drake is minding his business. Again, Drake minding his business.
Just trying to live a happy life.
I know Drake not Christian, and I know he Jewish, but see what happened when you mess with a king's kid? That man
And
every single person who's ever done him dirty or was doing dirt behind his back got exposed without him even having to lift a finger.
That is so true. You just made a great point. You better tell him.
Come through Aubrey Graham.
Golden
come
child.
Through Dennis, son. Come through Dennis Graham, son.
Yes,
thank you so much for reminding me to tell the ICCers about that, because that was some total tomfoolery on yesterday.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
So let's go ahead and wrap up the show. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Just make sure that you download the ICC app. Make sure you connect with us on all of our social media pages. We are on Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, and Google+. And shout out to all of you all who are really supporting us over there at Instagram, because you know some haters at our page need it, and we're trying to build our page back up. So thank you all to all of you who have supported us. Yes, we sincerely appreciate it from the bottom of our hearts. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. And also subscribe to our free podcast on iTunes. We'd love for you to rate the show and leave a review.
Absolutely. So be sure to tune back in tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. We'll be right here at the ICC Morning Show on Blog Talk Radio. We love you guys. Have a fantastical day. Oh, Desi, I, and JB are going to the Peanuts premiere tonight with our So, yeah, we're going to have a great time tonight.
Nice.
So I'll tell you guys all about it tomorrow. And Destiny is so hyped because it is her first movie premiere. Yes. All right, guys, have a great day, and we will see you all tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Yes. Bye.
Coming in with a mask.